From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. We begin today with immigration and the border. In a few minutes, we'll go to Mexico and revisit the town of Ciudad Juarez, where hundreds of young women have been killed.
First, immigration officials say that in an effort to make this country safer, they are conducting immigration raids dubbed Operation Return to Sender. One of the biggest raids took place this week here in the Los Angeles area. More than 750 illegal immigrants were arrested by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. Half of them have already been deported. The other half are in lockups waiting to be deported. Joining me to talk about these raids is John Torres. He's second in command at ICE, and he runs the Office of Detention and Removal there at ICE. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, who were these people, and they are all going to be deported?
Yes, actually the people that we target in these operations are those who have violated an immigration deportation order, so in effect they're immigration fugitives, as well as criminals who are currently locked up in state and local county jails.
So are these people, do you consider these people threats to the larger community?
Many of those have been convicted of violent crimes. Some of them are gang members, MS-13 members, for example, that have committed murder.
That's the El Salvadoran gang?
Yes, exactly. While some may have been convicted of a DUI, for example, there are others that have been convicted of crimes that we would deem to be a threat to the community should they be released back to the street.
The last big raid that made news was the raid late last year in December of the Swift meatpacking plants throughout the Midwest. Some 1,300 immigrants were arrested. And that raid, those raids, were criticized, it seemed, from all sides. So what have you learned from those Swift raids?
Well, one of the things we have to remember is that those people that were arrested in the Swift raids were working under false identity. Those identities were actually belonging to U.S. citizens and other resident aliens here in the United States. So there is a victimization angle here where United States citizens' identities had been stolen and being used so that illegal aliens could work at the company. What we've learned is that jobs are the incentive. They're the magnet for people to come to the United States illegally to make money to send back to their relatives for the majority of the people that want to come here to the United States. And that until you remove that incentive or that magnet, people will continue to come here to the United States. So there has to be a deterrent effect.
Since Operation Return to Sender was launched, you've arrested some 13,000 people, I believe.
That's correct, yes.
There are an estimated 11 million illegal immigrants in this country. Do you plan to go after all of them?
No, actually, that's why we are targeting an Operation Return to Sender, by prioritizing those that have been ordered removed from the United States first and those that are criminals that may pose a threat to the community if they are released from state and local jails. As with any type of law enforcement activity, you prioritize by the worst of the worst, and so that we can focus our resources in a targeted way and create an atmosphere of deterrence so that ultimately we gain the compliance that we're looking for.
John Torres runs the Office of Detention and Removal for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement within the Department of Homeland Security. John Torres, thank you very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.